Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's edition of the show, well, we're carrying on with music from the decade 1930, and we're moving on 1 year to 1932. Again, it's another great show of fantastic music, and it does really prove, and every time I'm amazed, what the 1930s were as a great decade of great music. We start off in Tonawanda, and that's not Tonawanda in America, but Tonawanda in Chorleywood, the residence of Len Rawl, that is mighty 4-manual 24 rank X Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer, with a rip-roaring arrangement of that standard sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Take it away, Len. Snappy sounds there of Len Rawl with that sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Well, now we slow the pace down a bit for a beautiful ballad written by Anne Ronnell, who also wrote the lyrics. It's mostly known as a jazz standard, but I hope that you'll enjoy this subtle version of the song called Willow Weep For Me, and it's being played by Lynn Larson at San Salmar, the Nevercut collection with 4 manuals and 73 ranks of beautiful Wurlitzer. Thank you. The lush sounds there of Lynn Larson at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer with Willow Weep For Me. Well, we're going to have two songs back to back now. They're both performed on British organs by British organists of a bygone day. The first comes from Vic Hammett, who's playing a bouncy version of You're Getting To Be A Habit With Me, which was written by Harry Warren and lyrics by Al Dubin. It, of course, featured in the musical 42nd Street. This is then followed by a beautiful ballad played by Eric Lord at the Paramount / Odeon Manchester with its beautiful roly-poly tibias that Eric certainly used and got the best out of. With a beautiful ballad that wasn't actually published until 1933, however it was first performed in 1932 by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and it's called I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Thank you.
Vic Hammett there at the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer and Eric Lord at the Paramount Odeon Manchester. One of my all-time favourite composers is Cole Porter. I think I've mentioned that enough to you. And this song came from his musical Gay Divorce. And it's called Night and Day. And here's a rather unique version. I'm sure that when Walt Stroney sat down at the Mundelein organ, he could think of nothing better to do than to play in the style of that great jazz organist John Seng. So here is Walt Stroney with Night and Day. The snappy sounds there of Night and Day, as played by Walt Stroney on that fabulous Mundelein organ. I mean, I can't get over how great the percussion on that organ sounds. 1932 saw a Broadway revival at the Casino Theatre on 50th Street of Showboat, written by Jerome Kern. So here then is a selection from that fabulous musical, played by Tom Hazleton, on the Merle Norma Tower of Beauty Wurlitzer, 4 manuals and 36 ranks. So let's listen to some of those classics, including Make Believe and that classic song from the show, Old Man River. Tom Hazelton there showing what four manuals and 36 ranks of Wurlitzer can do with some of the beautiful music from Jerome Kern in his musical Showboat. Well, we're nearly at the end of this week's show, but we've time for one more track. This was composed by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. It was introduced in the film Love Me Tonight, and it's part of the Great American Songbook. It's called Isn't It Romantic, and here to play it is Sidney Torch on the most romantic of all organs, the Regal Marble Arch Christi. With Sidney Torch and that rather original version of Isn't It Romantic, it's time to end this week's show. I'll be back next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of Vidra organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, it's all the best all the time. Take care.